Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios, it's time for some sports talk right here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Now here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
We on? Hey, welcome to Bubba and Fee Sports Talk on Wednesday night.
Sports Talk Wednesday night.
Downtown Fort Recovery.
And then we're in studio. It was snowing at 5 o'clock tonight. How's that for April?
Snowflakes.
Every Wednesday, weather sucks.
It is bad.
It's terrible.
How about that show in front of us, Billy and the girls? They did good.
Great show.
Did good.
Can't wait to the old Jube.
I love the Jube.
Jube's awesome.
I think they ought to move it uptown.
Dude, that'd be fun.
Could you bring that up, Billy?
Great idea.
Maybe next year they can do that.
Don't start that again.
No, move it on Fort Street, back here.
Yes. On the back street?
Fort Street.
You in or out?
Hey, we're not allowed to drive on it anyhow. Why not?
We'll make it work.
Yes, there is.
You think there's enough room?
We'll make it work.
Put the rides out there down there in bottom of the hill.
So you're volunteering, right?
Bottom of the hill, in the riverbed. Right on the other side.
It never rains on Jubilee, anyhow. No.
It can. It don't matter. We're on the street.
That could save our
club
problems going on, right?
There you go.
Something to think about. Think about it, guys.
There
That's
you
all
go.
I'm saying.
See what these girls think. They might. Softball.
Softball's big. Hey, why don't you introduce our guests?
Yeah. Hey, we have the girls' softball coaches. Head coach Taylor Guggenmiller and her assistant, varsity coach Crystal Rammel. How's it going, girls?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yep.
Was you guys a little nervous coming into today's?
A little bit.
No, don't be nervous.
Never nervous.
Can't be
on
nervous.
The Bubba
and Fee
show.
That's right.
Can't say anything wrong.
No.
We've done it.
100%.
We've done it a ton.
So we got a lot to talk about, Fee.
Yes, sir.
We got baseball, softball, track.
We got
Brian Price going crazy.
Brian went berserk.
I loved it.
That was funny. I liked it. I liked it, too.
Let's see, Buckeye spring game. Was that this week?
Yep.
Got to talk about
that
a little
Saturday.
Bit. Talk about the Reds. So, But we're going to start out talking girls softball.
Girls softball.
And we got two of the best here. Actually,
I'll be back.
Taylor and Crystal, and these girls have been involved in softball.
Both former players. Great players, too, by the way.
Absolutely. So, why don't you guys, Taylor, head coach, why don't you talk a little bit about what brought you to Fort Recovery and how you became the head coach?
Well, I was up at Lima at college, and I heard about the opening position up here. And I emailed Kurt Rammel and got to talking to him. He said, come in for an interview. And I was like, great. You know, coming back to hometown kind of deal and just kind of starting the program back up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. That's good.
What about how'd you end up with this girl on your side?
Well, I went in for an interview, and I was like, Crystal, if I get this, you know, like, we could make a great team together. And, you know, we both know the basics, and we can put our minds together and build from there.
That's exactly right. And that's what it's going to have to take to get this thing turned around. A couple questions for you. And these are, so you come into a program that struggles, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what do you see, how do you guys approach it? Do you approach it as in, you know, let's get the fundamental started with the, you know, because fundamentally we're not very good.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I think we realize that it's not going to happen overnight. Maybe could take a couple seasons.
Absolutely.
But, you know, starting from square one, basics, learning, you know, talking to them, maybe not as varsity players, maybe starting, you know, like maybe beginning level, swinging, defense, just basically getting behind
down,
the ball, things
up.
Like that. Yeah. And we've really had to do that this year.
Yeah. So you have to. That's good. I mean, I think I'm just going to tell you, 5 years ago, Jerry took over that baseball program, asked me to help, and we lost every game.
Yes.
18 of them, I think, and we lost 16 of them by run rule. So I feel for you. I know what it is.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it definitely can change with good coaching, good help, I think. That's a big thing. If you guys like, how many kids do you have out?
20 girls.
So that's a great number, yeah. Actually.
A big group of girls.
And yeah. Only one senior.
So you're going to young. Word.
Yep.
That's good.
One senior. That's
good. We've
got
Haley Kanaki. She's mm-hmm. a great player, a lot of heart, great leader.
Definitely.
It's yeah, neat to is. Have her on the team this year.
So where is our high school girls at? Do we know the rules? Did they know the rules coming in? Did we win any games last year?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
None.
So you're coming into a program that is really struggling.
Correct.
Okay, so what's the first practice like? I mean, how do you break that down? What do you meet with them? Do you know you had a couple returning pitchers, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea's a pretty good pitcher, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of confidence in herself, very accurate, precise.
Knows what to throw.
A lot of confidence, right. Game situations, things like that. So it's neat to have her back. She's also taken a big leadership role.
Yes, she has.
She works her butt off.
Well, that's good. So. That's what it takes, ain't it?
Yeah.
So now I would have to think girls softball, that's your key position, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys, are you good at teaching that? That is one thing, like my daughter, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea.
How do you develop pitchers at a younger level?
I mean, you have to have someone who actually knows different pitches and knows the basics. And then once they learn that, they just have to keep going on by themselves.
Yeah. Fine-tuning and critiquing. Unfortunately, the three of us that are in there right now, we weren't pitchers, so we don't have that ability to fine-tune, really. I mean, we do know the basics, the form, things like that. But mm-hmm. We've talked about camps and getting people in to really help.
Yeah.
Chelsea's been fortunate. Her parents take her, and she does a lot of lessons on her own. So that's awesome. But not everybody has that ability or parents that are willing to do that.
I'm sure there's probably, I mean, as far as the baseball part of it, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, they break that down in so many things on a pitching, you know, and it there's a lot of learning there,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I always thought. Boy, I'm a terrible I have no idea how to teach pitching, baseball either. But
you got a noodle.
If you can find, if you can find someone to help
pitching,
I mean,
that's
got to be
right.
And like now, Taylor, you played at UNOH, right?
Yep.
So I mean, you may have some. I'm sure I've been up there. You probably learned a lot of drills that you've never seen here.
Oh, yeah. By catching, I mean, I took those pitching drills, and it was like second week of practice. I was like, okay, pitchers come with me. We're going to go do some drills, just kind of get balance and everything down.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've seen improvement from Chelsea and all the other pitchers.
That's good. That's a start. That's what you got to do. I think it's like you said. I mean, it's baby steps.
Yeah.
That's right.
Start slow, but
you gotta love the. Okay, so last year it was pretty ugly in some of the games. This year we're competing.
Yeah.
For the most part, right?
It seems like, and we discuss this often, we have really one bad inning, and I mean when it's bad, it's really bad, and the girls seem to get down, and at times it's really hard to come back up with that. But
yeah.
What they're learning now is to let it go a little bit more and continue to play.
Right.
The mental game.
Right.
Yeah.
And what we tell them is you're going to have a bad inning here and there. Let's reduce the really, really bad inning to just a bad inning, you know, mm-hmm. minimal runs, minimal errors. So,
I think if you look at our girls' program in other sports,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would bet anything that this thing's going to get pretty good with you two.
Right.
Just because, first of all, kids love to be around you. You both got that personality that kids just love, and that's half the battle right there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and when you get them believing and you get them, it's going to turn around fast, and you can see it already. You know, our scores are we're competing. I seen the other day somebody tweeted out Indians were up 2-1 against Lincoln View in like the fourth inning or something.
Yep.
And they got a dominant program.
Yes, they do.
You know, I know Brad for years. From coaching golf, and I seen that, and I thought, hey, you know, that's something that's a step in the right direction. So do you have a layout, a 3-year plan? What are you thinking here? Have you guys talked about, like, what's your younger levels?
You know, I just kind of want to get all the younger levels in for camps, maybe do a separate pitching camp and get those girls developed. And once they come up to the high school level, we can just move on and not have to go over the basics again.
Right. Because when you get them, like right now, fundamentally, they're not there.
Not how I would like them.
Absolutely. So, especially so is Friso run the, what's the, how, who runs the girls softball? Little girls?
I'm not sure.
Feed, you have any
I
idea?
Think so. I think it's a Friso.
And then that's a group of parents?
I think so.
Right.
And we're not,
volunteer coaching.
Yeah. Right. We're not picking on the parents. We're just,
I was always, I loved when somebody would come in and help you.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, as a parent, you know, I'm there. Right. I want to help. Everybody wants to help, but a lot of parents they don't have the fundamentals. I mean, you guys know the fundamentals, and they don't. Some of the stuff, I mean, just like breaking down the pitching and stuff. I think, you know, as a dad, I can do it if you show me how.
Right.
I think that younger program is where that's going to be a key for you. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I know this past summer, Michelle Holman was doing a lot with that. Between practices, they did fundamental nights, and they had a lot of us volunteering up there to do that, help with the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And they do have a lot of volunteer coaches that our parents maybe don't know a lot of the basics. So I want to say she went for 3 fundamental nights, something like that. Maybe one got rained out, but we were up there a couple times this summer just going over the basics, breaking up. I think I was with 3rd and 4th grade, and still a lot of improvement there, too, that needs to be done.
Well, Taylor, I would say that you hired a girl on your staff that has watched more softball than any girl in 4 recovery history.
Yes, and
I don't know.
Think about that.
I don't know. Yes, I have my father to thank for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
he's
right.
drilled yeah. a lot of the, oh, yeah. the stuff like that. So,
yeah. Me and Fee was talking about this the other day after the baseball game about, I guarantee that our girls softball program gets turned around.
Right.
You know, it's just going
to
happen.
It has to. I mean, at this point, it has to.
Right.
It has to improve.
Right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We got to pay some bills. We're going to be back right back with the girls.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. This week, we have 2 huge specials. We have Tenderloin Tuesday going on all week long in the Hot Deli. That's right, 1 hot price for this special all week long. Also, we're rolling out something new. It's called T-Bone Thursday in our meat department. We have all kinds of cut sizes available, thick, medium, or thin. We have a great price on them. How hot? Just come by and see for yourself. This is my favorite steak, so trust me when I say it's hot. And I want to share it with you. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit rossburgacres.com.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals, ones you will enjoy, and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
And with me are
Chelsea Timmerman,
Tori Vaughn,
and Casey Vogel.
And we're from the Fort Recovery High School softball team.
We are holding our annual 31 fundraiser featuring totes, handbags, and jewelry.
If you would like to support the team by purchasing or donating, please contact any member of the high school softball team or Jessica Kramer at 937-423-2207.
We thank you for your support of our 31 fundraiser and hope to see you this season.
Action.
Chuck doing some DJing, spinning the tunes tonight.
Indeed. I seen them in concert, Bobby.
You seen Kiss in concert?
Yeah.
How many years ago?
Maybe 8, 10. They were actually with Aerosmith, and they were a lot better than Aerosmith.
Where'd you see them at? They were better than Aerosmith?
Noblesville. Yeah.
Yeah, Steven Tyler, you can hardly listen to him talk.
Yeah,
he was on the Country Music Awards the other night. Anybody see him on the Country Music Awards?
No, I didn't watch it.
Bad.
Oh, my God. Of course, he's like 68 years old.
Yeah, and he's been screaming for how long?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we're back. The Bub NV Sports Duck Show with our softball ladies. Taylor, you want to get in and maybe talk about some of your girls you got this year?
All right. Well, I mean, I'll start off with our senior, Haley Kanapke. She's a great asset to this team. Can't complain with her attitude. You know, she's there 100%. Gives it her all the time. And, you know, she's just one of those vocal leaders on the field that we need in this program.
Yeah. Well, she we had her up here for seniors. We interviewed seniors for girls basketball.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just love her.
Great personality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a winner.
Went through some tough. She had a little knee blowout, too, didn't she?
Yeah. Couple years
that
ago.
Probably set her back a little bit, even in her softball,
she's
too.
She's feeling
I'm
good
sure.
this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she acted like she seems like she was better in basketball at the end.
You know, she's diving after balls, and I told her, pulled her aside at practice one day, and I was like, you know, you scare me a little. It's like, I don't know if I could trust it like you do, but, you know, got to do what you got to do.
And then where she plays where?
Shortstop.
She's your shortstop.
She's your shortstop. Yep.
And then your first baseman?
Sydney Deuce.
Sid's a freshman? No.
Sid is a freshman.
Sid's
yep.
a freshman.
Yeah. You know, she had some shoulder problems earlier on in the season. Didn't really get a bat, but put her in the past two games to go bat, and she's making those hits. Yeah. And she had a great hit. What was it? Lincoln View? No.
This was just
Fort Laramie.
Laramie.
Yeah, at Fort Laramie, right center field. And
it only takes a couple of them to get.
Oh,
yeah.
Link
oh, yeah.
them, get a couple yeah. in a row,
that's right.
get something
yeah.
going.
Get a little confidence going.
Mm-hmm.
Second
yeah.
base?
Second base is Tori Vaughn and Devin Post. Start out with Tori. She's a junior this year. She has that same mental attitude, you know, great on the field. Same
Hell with- of a singer.
Great singer.
Huh?
Great national anthem.
Oh,
yeah.
She makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, songbird.
Devin Post, she's a sophomore this year. You know, she's hitting the ball really well these past couple games, and
she's seen a few games.
Yeah, yeah. Just a few.
Yeah.
you know, she has a little room to improve on the pitching mound, but I mean, second base, she's on it. I mean, these younger girls that are playing on varsity now, they will have a team when all of their players come together and, you know, just have fun out there.
So that's do you have a trouble talking her into pitching? Do you have trouble finding pitchers? I always find that that's kind of the toughest.
Yeah.
Devin is a great pitcher. She's got a lot of speed, maybe not quite as accurate, but
as
with that
Chelsea,
speed. And she has some improvement there, but the thing that I think she lacks is confidence. She really is a great pitcher, and she does have it in her, but it is that confidence. And I
sure,
think once
yeah.
she sees more games, matures a little bit in that position, she really will be a great pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
She just
yeah.
has to feel comfortable
she
there.
She just has to know that the defense has her back, and those girls on defense behind her need to pick it up and do what makes her feel comfortable on the mound.
Yeah. Third base?
Casey Vogel. She's another junior. You know, she got hurt a couple games into the season this year. Possibly hyperextended her knee.
Mm.
You know, just little things like that. But, you know, we're trying to get her back on the field a little bit. But, I mean, we're making adjustments with her through hitting. And, you know, if she keeps her head in, she'll probably send one out one of these times.
Yeah, she's got a lot of power behind her back.
Yeah, she does.
Right. Outfielders?
Emily Hart. She's in left. She is a sophomore. She's got great speed, hitting and in the outfield. You know, just little things to improve on that too, but not too big to complain about. In center, we have Audra Metzger. She's always a hoot.
We call her our magic child. It seems like doesn't matter where that ball's hit, she is just there.
Yeah.
Seems like she's
right,
spot. You know where to be.
She reads the ball really well out there in center. She'll see like a foul ball go in the left field. We'll be looking out there. We're like, where's Audra? We look over to the left a little.
She's already there.
There she is.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you know how to play it.
So you got a center fielder for a while.
Yeah, she's definitely a big leader out there, too.
Yeah, she is. Fun.
She's a sophomore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? So you got some years there?
Yeah, and she's our, she can drag, bunt.
Slap.
So she's got a lot of.
It's pretty quick.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So when you're hitting approach,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know my daughter's played in. When you're at bat and you're playing girls softball, you swing it for power, you're trying to make contact. What do you tell them?
I always tell them just to not swing for the fence.
Yeah.
You know, that's the worst thing you can do because you're going to drop your hands and you're going to pop your ball up. So, I mean, I tell them for contact, cut the ball in half. You know, you'll just, if you're not swinging for the fence, you're going to make contact with the ball cut in half and you will be fine. You know, that base hit is all we need.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that.
Usually girls softball too. I mean, if you can beat that thing down, you got some speed.
Right.
That really puts pressure on your defense.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
We had to work on a lot of the adjustments with swinging to level cuts. Something simple as that was even something we had addressed this year. We did a lot of soft toss, still doing a lot of soft toss, just meeting the ball, getting that level swing, even the matter of holding your hands on the bat, when to let go. That was something we worked with just a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yeah, still driving your hands through the zone instead of...
So as far as hitting it as hard as they can, I don't think it's there. Right now we're more concentrating on the proper technique and just meeting that ball.
Yeah.
So you got, and then your girls, a right fielder is?
Right fielder tosses up between Michaela and Lauren sometimes.
Michaela Post and Lauren Gale.
Yep. They mm-hmm. are both, no. Michaela's a junior. Lauren is a sophomore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then your catcher?
Logan Ranley.
Okay. Good.
Good. She's a sophomore.
So do you have any JV games?
We played three.
There's been three so far, and there was four total scheduled. But we're running in a lot of conflicts with that, with only having the 20 girls. You're only allowed to have 27 games played before tournament. So Taylor works really hard with counting games, making sure we have the correct amount of girls playing in certain games. So,
and, I mean, I try to get those freshmen in that aren't, that sure. are on like mm-hmm. JV, like I said, and get those girls some playing time on varsity, see what they have coming up,
mm-hmm.
and kind of get them more experience out there.
That's a pretty good class too, I think, that freshman class.
Yeah, very good.
Pretty athletic.
And it's hard for them right now with having very limited JV games and not seeing that time. You know, you practice.
That's going to be the tough thing you got. Hopefully you can keep their interest.
Hang in there.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm. got
to hang in there and keep their interest, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
from what we hear, even the classes coming up, they're pretty big. So, you know, hopefully next year the JV team can be set
schedule.
Early. We can get a full schedule. So, that's something to look forward to.
I'd love to have a JV team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that just means more games for those girls and get more experience in before they come up to the varsity level.
Absolutely. More swings, better thing can possibly happen.
So, let's say you got a room full of parents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A room full of...
Happy parents or mad parents?
No, room full of parents whose kids are in junior elementary, just learning to play.
Okay.
What do you address? What do you say to them? Well, they say, Taylor, I want my daughter to be a good softball player. So how's that work? I mean, do you how many games a week does Fort Recovery girls play down here at the little... and, you know, me and Fee is on the park board, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we take a lot of pride in that, and we hate to see a program struggle.
Right.
You know, and what can we do to get this thing turned around? Because that's what it's all about, right? So, you know, what would you say to a group of parents that are saying, what are we going to do here to get this program turned around?
You know, I told the girls in high school that my main goal was for them to have fun. You know, you have to have fun in order to stay positive. And if you stay positive, you're going to win games. And doesn't matter if you have errors or anything like that. But the main thing is to stay positive and have fun. And I think if we can do that with every game, every inning, every at-bat, every ball hit to us, you know, the program is going to build from there. And it has to start with the younger girls.
That's right. So who would be, we talk about, who would be the most influential person that you had growing up to make you a softball player?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Tough question.
I mean, I would say that it probably came natural, but I'll give some credit to my dad.
Right.
Because, I mean, he played out here at Fort Sight for a while. My favorite coach during whenever I was in T-ball was Tiny.
Oh my God,
Dilworth!
You poor soul.
I know.
How'd you possibly hit the ball?
Tiny. I don't know, but I did, and I was always the last one around the bases. And I remember it was the last game. And I was the last person to hit, so I had to go touch every single base. And then he was there chasing me with the ball at home plate. And I slid and got this big old strawberry on my butt.
Yeah. So Tiny Dilworth.
Yep.
That's awesome. How about you, kiddo? I can about guess.
Well, yes, that would be my dad. Yeah. I was very fortunate. Dad was very active with any sport, not just softball. But and going back to what you asked, a room full of parents, I think that's the most crucial part. We can have camps. We could do 2 to 3 camps a summer. But, you know, that's a one day or one weekend thing. So it's not just about that. We can stress the fundamentals there, but it's also going home, playing at home,
doing it on your own.
Watching games. Yeah. So, yeah, and it's maybe as a parent you don't understand, but even, you know, it can't just be camps. It can't just be the game or at practice. It needs to be at home. And I think I was very lucky with my father doing that.
I'll tell you what, and the thing now that we can really get out there is with that facility we have.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Man, you can go up there anytime it's pouring down rain, snowing, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go in there, and there's the cages. You can put them down. Parents can use it.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, the more they play with them, the better they're going to get.
Yeah. And even if they don't understand, that's one thing. Even just throwing the ball around, you know, swinging the bat, that all helps too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I go to a girls softball game. Let's say Charlie goes to a girls softball game. He knows nothing about girls softball.
Okay.
Six or seven inning games? Full game is 7 innings. Mm-hmm. Play 10 players.
Nine.
Well,
9 out. 9 defensively, and if you play the flex with the designated hitter, it's 10.
So you can bat 10.
So you can bat 9.
No. Yep. You can still bat 9.
Okay.
But the flex gets to come in?
The flex can play defense, and then they have a hitter. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gotcha.
So you two being the young coaches, how's the rest of the MAC coaches treated you? Good?
Awesome.
Yeah.
As of now, so far, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Henry coach, Kylie Hilsman, she was my high school assistant coach. So it was good catching up with her. What was it? Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday. So.
How old are you, Taylor?
20.
So it's probably safe to say you're the youngest coach in the history of Fort Covey Schools?
I would say so.
Be a head coach?
Oh, we told my age on the air. Now my girls know how old I am.
Why, you weren't allowed to tell them?
No, I just wouldn't tell them. They were like, how old are you? I was like, I don't know. It was like for 2 weeks straight, they wouldn't stop asking me. So now you know, girls.
Now they know, don't they? Now they know. Hey, we're going to take another break here. We got another segment with the girls' softball team. And the coaches, we'll be right back. Bub and Fee.
As an agency active in the farming community for over 85 years, Fort Recovery Insurance understands the unique needs of Ohio and Indiana farmers. By combining our farm background with a carrier like Buckeye Insurance Group, we're able to offer the specific coverage you need for your farm at an affordable price. To protect the unique needs of your farm now and for years to come, visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery or contact us at 419-375-4041. That's Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, insuring the heartland.
You know how some some people have a green thumb. Well, everything on Steve Stone is green. Well, I mean, I don't really know from firsthand experience, but I do know he grows stuff like a freaking magician. Last time I counted, 14 greenhouses. Naturally, Nature's Green Nursery and Garden Center also keeps a huge stock of mulch, potting soil, urns, planters, and beautiful, long-lasting lawn furniture and accessories of such high quality, you'll have to put them in your will. Nature'sGreenNursery.com.
Call B&D Construction at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. That's B&D Construction, a proud supporter of Fort Recovery Sports.
There's an upcoming event we want you to all know about. It's the golf tournament benefiting the Neurological Center in Burkittsville. That will be on Saturday, May 30th at the Mercer County Elks. The cost is $50 per player for non-Elks members, $25 per player for Elks members. The tournament will be limited to the first 22 teams, so make sure you sign up early. The tournament is sponsored by A1 Ag, Big K Mills, and Miracle Lanes. So if you want to get in this golf tournament to benefit the Neurological Center in Burkittsville, see Tom Stogler with Big K Mills, John Kaiser with A1 Ag, or Courier Jared at Miracle Lanes. And you can also call or text Tom or Mockless at 419-852-2987 to enter your team. Again, Saturday, May 30th, a golf tournament to benefit the Neurological Center in Burkittsville. Sign up early.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week.
Just turn us down, Chuck.
We're back.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
Hey, we're back here with Crystal Ramble, Taylor Gooseville. I got it right.
You did good.
I told myself I did. I did.
Didn't you did
I?
Good.
Tried hard.
Yep, that's right.
I just think.
So, who we got left here? Who we got tomorrow night?
Maria Stein. Marion Local.
Local girls.
At Maria Stein.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch, 5 o'clock. You know, it's our, what, third MAC game?
Yes.
So, I mean, the girls stay positive through the whole thing, have a little fun.
Who knows?
You never know.
That's right. And then tournament is, how many games? What, we got a couple weeks yet till tournament?
May 9th, I believe, is the first tournament.
Is that unbelievable?
A couple weeks.
Yeah. That
flies by, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
It really does. So you are you going to get involved in the summer program? Has that, have you approached the, how's that work? As far as the summer girls?
To Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't.
Are you going to be around this summer?
I'm going to be around for a while, I guess.
Good. Good.
I didn't
She's
know.
Done with school. She's back.
Okay, yeah. You're done with school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, yeah, if there's, I'm hoping there's a summer program so that we can, you know, where we let off here with school and everything, keep those girls going and not have, like, an off season. But, you know, those girls have to all be dedicated enough to want to come play. I just don't want to pick up girls. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll come. No, right. Like, you guys have to want to be there.
Right. Is there a summer high school girls program?
There used to be. That's always been trouble.
There used to be a little traveling when I played, but I don't think that's even around anymore.
I don't think so either. You know, I used to go to fall league softball over there in Salina.
Right.
I think it was like $100.
That's kind of
for six weekends. Each Sunday was a doubleheader, and it was in the fall. So, I mean, I encourage those girls to get out there, go to that. I mean, they have younger girls out there, too.
You can get the schedules for stuff like that for them and at least give them an opportunity.
Absolutely.
But hopefully maybe they'll jump on that. So they're not doing anything in the fall sports. It's a great time to go over there and play.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you have any fundraisers or anything? Have you guys...
We had a 31 fundraiser.
Okay.
That stuff would...
We just closed that at the beginning of April, so...
The stuff should be in this week or next week, something like that.
Successful?
Very successful.
I think the girls sold about $5,000 worth.
Wow.
You can imagine there was 20 girls selling handbags and purses, so that went pretty well.
So what do you do? What are you going to do with that money? I mean, is that camps? Is that... What do you...
You know, I haven't decided yet, but I want to...
And you can go on vacation. Ain't a bad idea.
Not myself.
Well, take me and Pete.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, God,
don't leave me out.
Chris, okay, we'll go. Come
let's
on,
go to Florida. Let's go watch some softball.
There you go. Thank you guys for your 31 money.
I think it's definitely got to go back to the program, building it. I think that's the number one key here.
I mean, now, is that something where you would consider trying to find a pitcher?
Bringing one in.
Somebody that you'd have to pay that's really good. Mm-hmm. And maybe bring them in here and do some teaching.
Yes, I think that's...
Like you said, a couple of days of camps or something, and bringing somebody like that.
What's neat around here is some of the great pitchers are really willing to come back and help. You know, Sarah Smith in the past has done that.
Sarah Smith?
Yes,
a good
absolutely.
Pitcher.
Very good pitcher. But with a lot of people not being local anymore, sometimes that is really hard. And practices are usually over by 5:30, so for them to work and come in and help. But weekends, I think camps and getting somebody new would be a good idea.
You know who was a hell of a pitcher?
Alyssa Toby.
She was a very good pitcher.
Tiff Garkey.
Tiff was a good one.
Well, she quit. Yeah. She didn't play. She played till junior high, and then she could fire that bad boy in there. Yeah, she could. So, you know, I'm convinced that this thing's going to get turned around with you two at the helm, and you know, we're supporting you 100%. I think. Are you trying to get a game on radio, Spence?
Anytime I can, if we can find somebody that can do it.
I'll tell you what. You get open day. Me and Fee, we'd love to do a game on radio, and then interview the girls afterwards.
Girls after.
That would be great.
If we can, we'd really like to have somebody that would volunteer to record all the girls' games or any of the girls' games.
Put them on archives.
Put them in the archives.
Yeah. There you go.
I tried to get somebody earlier. Didn't come up with anybody. The people that really are interested are also interested in the baseball.
Yeah.
So that makes it tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Crystal, you have been huge on the Rachel Brackman fundraiser.
Yes.
Would you say that that's probably been something that you've been...
Very successful.
Yeah. So, you doing that again?
Yes. We have it scheduled for end of June of this month. Yeah. I believe it's the 27th again. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we have good weather.
Right.
Turn out. We typically have about 23 teams, 21 to 23 with football teams. So it's
about all you can get, isn't it?
We wouldn't want any more. Put it that way. Pretty much have to cut it off there.
That's another thing. You could get the girls' softball team to go down there and make some money.
Yeah, and we
figuring out something.
Make sure that you let us know when that's going on.
Sure.
We don't need teams. We don't need to push it ahead of time to sign up. But if you want to have it,
well, it's unbelievable how many kids are involved in that.
And just go down there.
That's just
we have some information, so we can tell everybody to get down there.
Yeah.
Even if you don't need teams. It's just fun to go down and watch all those crazy
definitely.
People down there.
It's a fun atmosphere. Everyone has a lot of fun. It's amazing, just even the range of people. Very young. You know, we've got 12 to 13-year-olds that are competing against 25 to 30-year-olds, and it doesn't matter because that 14-year-old team will beat the 30-year-old team.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to watch.
It is fun.
So what about Taylor? What do you, how are you handling it so far? Are you getting nervous?
A little bit.
A little nervous as far as your first game? Have you argued with an ump yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't kicked dirt on home plate?
No.
Come on,
I haven't threw my hat off on either. No. You know, there was a few calls like I questioned, and you know, they were reversed, and it just makes it so much better with Crystal and Allison.
Does Crystal get fired up?
Never.
Who's third base coach?
Me.
First base?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't seen her get too angry yet.
Not yet.
So have you heard any inadvertent whistling from the stands?
Every game.
I think so.
Every game.
I would guess Chris will know who that is.
Well, he usually follows me. He's down by the dugout, and then when I'm down at first base, he's down at the opponent's dugout whistling.
Well, that guy... he forgot more about softball than I ever know.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, and I'm sure having Dad around is a huge plus.
One of the best I ever played with.
Absolutely. Well, I got nothing else. You got anything else?
Nope.
I appreciate you guys coming in.
We sure
Thank
do,
you.
Girls.
Absolutely. Now, when the season's over, we'd like to get, you know, get your senior up here and talk, recap your season.
Yeah.
And you know, get up here and talk a little bit about Indian softball.
Yeah.
And the improvements it's making.
Yeah.
Every game, it's getting better.
And, oh, yes, and they're a great
Absolutely.
Group of girls. I mean, and they're very enthusiastic, and they're willing to learn, and that's great. So,
and Taylor made the right thing.
Yes.
Have fun.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to make it fun for them. You make it fun, they'll come back.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming in, girls.
Thanks,
appreciate
girl.
It.
Thanks for
We're
going to
take
us.
A break. We're going to come back right back with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Hi, this is Tess. Don't let the snow get you down. Get out with the cold and in with some wow. Get your home ready for spring. We are ready at Forget Me Not Florist. Springy silk arrangements and wall hangings, Easter gifts, bunnies, and more. Spring sales going on now. And don't forget, the special person making their first communion or confirmation. New shipment of gifts just arrived. Stopped in Forget-Me-Not Florist. Open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. This week, we have two huge specials. We have Tenderloin Tuesday going on all week long in the Hot Deli. That's right. One hot price for this special all week long. Also, we're rolling out something new. It's called T-Bone Thursday in our meat department. We have all kinds of cut sizes available, thick, medium, or thin. We have a great price on them. How hot? Just come by and see for yourself. This is my favorite steak, so trust me when I say it's hot, and I want to share it with you. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic, with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their second annual golf open Saturday, May 9th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with your handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. No membership to the community club is needed, and the deadline to sign up is May 2nd. That's the FR Community Club Open, Saturday, May 9th, 1 o'clock at the Portland Country Club. Hope to see you there.
It turns down in here when I turn the lights on.
No. Yeah. We'll turn it up.
What happened? Gotta get the bomb.
I can hear the music.
It's real quiet.
We're on. But the music's still playing.
Yeah. A little bit. It turns down.
Real quiet.
It automatically turns down when the mics are on.
That is stupid.
What the
No, it's great, so it doesn't drown you out. People can hear what you're saying, Bob.
Jesus.
It'll be okay, Bob.
Chuck, you're killing me.
We got to get that.
We got some stats here, bud.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit here about
our
week in review in Fort Recovery Baseball.
Ooh, wow. Another good one.
Yeah. Let's.
Another good one.
Yeah.
What we had?
Indians played.
Started out Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we played Friday.
Played Friday.
Bremen.
Yep, I didn't get any stats on that, Kurt.
We don't need stats. I got them all.
You got them.
Got them in your head, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah,
we got them all.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
That was a very good game.
Bremen's a pretty good ball club.
They threw a pretty good pitcher at us.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Indians roll. Basically had a nice little W there.
Yep. Jacob Homan did a nice job pitching for us.
Jacob Homan.
Do we have a weak pitcher? I don't think we do. Do we?
You know, we started talking about it the other night. We got about four or five pretty good pitchers.
Yes,
we got good arms.
Most teams, if they're really good, they have that ace that can't be beat, and another guy, maybe two, that are pretty decent, and then they have those guys that they have to pitch that they hope their team can get them 10 runs so they can still win.
Yeah,
so we got them.
We don't have those guys that are only 3 or 4 out of 10. We got all our pitches are 5s or 6s.
Jacob Homan, 5 1/3. He had 3 hits, 5 Ks. He walked 3, didn't allow a run. Jackson Obbs came in and got the final.
He got an inning, didn't he?
2 outs of the 6th, and then we scored 7, and then we kind of blew it open.
Big
Kate
big
pitched the 7th inning.
Yeah, he came in, did a nice job.
Cole Wendell had a triple. And
he smoked it.
Yeah, and then he had the RBI single, and Indians improved to 11-0. Then on Saturday, we traveled to
Harcanum.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game. You got some stats there, brother?
Yeah, I do have some of them. 5-3. That was a battle.
Yes, it was.
We scored in the first. I think they scored maybe in the second. We were tied up going into the sixth. We manufactured a run in the sixth inning. I think Jacob Homan got a base hit. Derek Bax bunted him to second. And Kyle Schreier got a big hit, I think, to get him in.
I think you're exactly right. Kyle Schreier had a clutch hit.
It ended up being a final of 2-1.
Now, I did not know that we had been 11-0 four times.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and then when somebody told me that Friday, I don't know where we were at, but somebody said,
New Bremen.
Yeah,
he told us.
Yeah, you know, we stopped at Speedway and got some pizza. It's not as good as any of the pizzas here in Fort Recovery, but it's still pretty good.
Not bad.
But it looked like, I think, Ross Homan come in, pinch ran for Jacob Homan.
Mm-hmm.
Schreier got the hit. Ross came around, score. Indians went at 2-1. Who pitched? Chase?
That was Cole Wendell.
Cole Wendell.
Yep.
Cole Wendell, five innings, 65 pitches. Gave up a couple hits. One run, one earned run. Actually, it ended up being not an earned run. I'm not sure how they figured that out, but it's not an earned run. He walked 4 guys, struck out 1. You know, Cole, he's done a pretty good job. He comes in and pitches to contact, and he does a nice job. Chase Burns came in, closed her up the last 2 innings. He did a really nice job, too.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Came in, did a great job, and we got us a big win there. That set the school record, I think.
That made us 12-0?
That made us 12-0.
So then we have a little weekend off. We come back and get a Monday in probably the worst weather I've ever been to.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful.
It was absolutely terrible.
We came out, gave up 3 runs the first inning, and then it was just miserable. It started raining and cold. It wasn't pretty.
It was terrible.
I was feeling bad. I thought we're in trouble.
Yeah, when we're down 3-0, top of the first, I thought, man.
I didn't feel too confident. Yeah. This team looked like they were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they did.
Well, you know they're going to be pretty well coached. That's a decent program up there.
Yeah. And they we got a run back on them in the first inning. Actually, we had a little rain delay there. We had to wait.
Yeah, right.
Then we came back out, and we got one back. And then the next inning, we tied it up with 2. And then we got 4 in the third inning and 9 in the fourth inning.
Game over. Yeah. Indians win it in 5. I think the final score was 16-3.
16-3 was the final. Looks like we had a lot of guys with some hits. Jackson was 2 for 2. Mitchell had a hit. Derek Bax was 2 for 3. Nate Lochtefell was 2 for 4. Nate Lochtefell's hitting the ball pretty good right now, too.
Yes, he is. And playing the field well. Man,
yeah, he's doing a nice job now.
Yes, sir, he is.
So then on
last night,
Tuesday afternoon, state rankings come out.
Yeah.
Now, the rankings for the J.J. Huddle's out, and he's like 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches poll come out, which are the official baseball rankings.
Yeah.
And number one team in the state in Division 4, the Fort Recovery Indians.
How about that?
That is freaking awesome.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah, that is. Indians received 19 first-place votes. Now, there's a possible 30 votes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we got 19 first-place votes, 4 seconds, 2 thirds, 2 fourths, and 2 fifths. for 276 points, which is about 100 points ahead of the second place team, Cincinnati Country Day. Hmm. And if you look at our body of work of who we've beat.
We beat some pretty good teams.
That we didn't know. I mean, we beat Salina first game of the year.
And yeah, a huge win.
Yeah, and they come out and beat Defiance.
Beat Defiance.
The same pitcher that we beat, beat Defiance 1-0.
Yep.
And so we had our biggest game of the year last night without question. Would you?
Yeah. Yep.
Panthers come to town. Panthers ranked 20th or 21st in the state.
They were ranked in the state, too.
And talk a little bit about that.
And they're always a really good program.
That's, great program.
There's five schools in the league that have just outstanding programs, even if they don't have great players.
Every year, yeah.
They're just going to be tough.
We went up and watched them last week on Thursday. They played Salina, and they beat Salina. They're a pretty good team. I mean, they're definitely. They may not be as the normal Parkway team because they were always big kids.
Right.
They were a lot of smaller kids, but you can tell they're baseball players. Really good baseball players. They had the Felver kid pitching. He's 4-0 coming in, so we knew we were going to be in for a battle.
Yeah.
He did a great job. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple fundamental breakdowns there in the first couple innings. We got some runners on. We needed to bunt. We didn't get the bunt down, and it ended up costing us. Benny Will missed a bunt with the runners at first and second. Ended up hitting the ball to second and getting doubled up, and just some bad luck there. But he came back, and it was a pitcher's duel. Jackson Hobbs was dealing. He was really good.
He was really good.
We got to the fifth inning and still tied up. Bottom of the fifth, we ended up. Opening up, Nate Lockfeld hit a rocket down the line, got a double, and then Ben Will made up for his bunt.
Couldn't look any worse than the kid did, trying to bunt the first time
out. Yeah.
He didn't get his bat squared up. He was just, and then he come up with a huge hit.
Big rocket hit. And,
I couldn't have been more happy for a kid.
Yeah, I think he wanted that. He needed that.
Yeah.
Big hit. Then we ended up, Chase Burns got a base hit on the next guy, put him on first and third, stole second, put him on second and third. Mitchell Stahman hit a hard ball to short. They threw to home, and Brunzi came in hard and knocked the ball out. And he ended up scoring. And Mitch come flying in behind him and scored two. Good base running, really good base running by Mitch. He read it and just kept coming hard. So we ended up scoring four runs that inning, and that was plenty for Mr. Hobbs.
That was all it took, wasn't it, buddy?
He did a nice job out there. I mean, that kid, he really keeps him off balance. What a great off-speed pitches he's got. He mixes it up. He's got a great changeup. That's probably one of the better outings I've seen him pitch.
Yeah.
And he only threw 75 pitches?
Yeah.
Seven innings?
Oh, yeah.
Really great game.
That is.
So a huge win for the Indians.
So tomorrow we got the biggest game in Fort Recovery history.
We got another big one.
I'm telling you, this is huge game tomorrow.
Big game, yeah.
Yeah.
For sales is good.
Tiger Ball, 10-3.
They're 10-3 coming in. They're a good ball club, too. Mac's pretty solid this year. I think we just got to keep taking them one at a time.
That's right. One day at a time, baby.
Yeah. And then
who's pitching tomorrow?
We're going to go with Cole.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to go with Cole. And we got Jacob as a backup, I think, if Cole runs into trouble. But he's been doing a really good job. And he's a senior. I feel pretty good about him.
Yeah.
About him coming out there and I mean, he's been a pretty good leader this year. He wants to win. You can tell. He wants to do anything to win. In fact, we actually had a little defensive change last night. You know, and Cole ended up playing first base, and Jacob played short, and Derek Bax played second for us. A little different lineup. And I tell you what, Cole did a great job at first base. He made a couple nice plays.
Is that your mic cracking?
It could be me.
Is that you?
Me rubbing back and forth. Could be.
Oh. Okay.
Could be. But Cole's a winner. He wants to play, so he wants the ball. So we'll find out. It's going to be interesting.
So the Indians are now 14-0.
14-0.
3-0 in the MAC.
Yes, sir.
We got for sales tomorrow.
Yep.
We got Miss Sunwell Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
At the Valley.
At the Valley. 2 o'clock.
And then we got the Mighty Cavaliers next Tuesday.
Yeah, I would like to go into that undefeated. That'd be
fun.
That'd be fun.
That's why I said tomorrow's game is the biggest game in Fort Recovery history.
It'd be a big one.
What? Yeah.
Why?
because we're 14-0. We're 3-0 in the MAC. If we're going to win the MAC, we got to win tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'd be a big one.
If you say that, then you think we can't beat Coldwater.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It is.
Just got to keep winning.
Yeah, but you're thinking we're going to lose to Coldwater if we go win tomorrow night. We can lose tomorrow night.
I didn't hear them say that at all, Bill.
I'm telling you what his mind's thinking.
No, I don't think. I didn't hear that.
Bubba, now you're smiling because you know I'm right.
That is the dumbest thing.
You're saying we got to win tomorrow because we're not going to beat.
Yeah, biggest game in Fort Curry baseball.
Because we're not going to beat Coldwater. Bring Coldwater on.
No. Nobody said. You're the only one that said that, Bill.
Harold, do you understand what he said?
No.
Why is tomorrow night more important than Coldwater game?
They're all important.
Because it's the next game.
Because
no.
It's the
next game. It's a big game.
I want to win the MAC. That's what I want to do.
You're the only one that thought he said that.
Yeah,
he said that. He knows I'm right.
I want to win the MAC.
Jeez,
man. Anyways, Buck Hines coming over.
Is he Big Shepherd?
I told him to.
Come on over, Shepherd.
Well, he'd be great on
it. I'll let you open.
Is it too late to close the door?
Hey, we got to pay some bills. Charlie, take it away, brother.
Charlie, pay the bills. That's it for baseball.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
As an agency active in the farming community for over 85 years, Fort Recovery Insurance understands the unique needs of Ohio and Indiana farmers. By combining our farm background with a carrier like Buckeye Insurance Group, we're able to offer the specific coverage you need for your farm at an affordable price. To protect the unique needs of your farm now and for years to come, visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery or contact us at 419-375-4041. That's Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, insuring the heartland.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help out the Fort Recovery sports programs? The Booster Club is looking for people to help coordinate workers for the football, volleyball, and basketball concession stands. Whether it's just you and your family or yourself and some friends, you can help by calling Greg Schmitz at 419-852-9385 or Ken Shane at 419-852-0001. Or Kurt Rammel at the school at 375-4111 and let them know how much you will be able to help out and which sports you want to help with. The money from the concession stands will help support the student athletes at Fort Recovery High School with the tremendous facilities they have to train in and showcase their talents in. So if you feel you have something to give back, let them know that you can help. Call Greg Schmitz at 419-852-9385 or Ken Shane at 419-852-0001 or Athletic Director Kurt Rammel at the school and tell them you want to help.
Heard it from a friend.
You got it on? Let me tell you something about REO Speedway.
REO.
Yeah, overrated.
Overrated?
Be easy.
When we was running around, that was our makeout music.
That was makeout music. Them and
really?
Air Supply.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were good.
Air Supply.
That how it sounded?
Kiss me and make out with me.
Air Supply sounded like, how was it?
Well, give me a hit. I'll tell you, give me a hit.
And I know just how to whisper. And I know just when to face. Chuck absolutely sucks at this, playing good music coming in.
You don't get it.
No.
I have it better.
Huh?
Where'd Neil go?
He got mad.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
He didn't go.
Got to get you.
Oh, he ain't got water.
I love that guy. He's catering. I love Neil.
He is great. He's great.
So that's we're back here at Sports Talk. Bubba Fee, joined by
Billy.
Billy Bob.
Inside Billy.
Inside Billy. That's what we're going to call you.
Inside Billy.
I totally enjoyed having them two ladies with us from Jubilee tonight. They worked their butts off.
Yeah, I agree.
And their husbands.
By they all do. Anybody that works that thing.
Yeah,
I agree with chairman
you.
Works
have mind. You ever chaired it?
Nope.
Next year. Harold and Cam.
Can't wait.
Harold and Cam would be great chairs.
Yeah.
If you're out.
You can't do chair. You do enough. 50 don't worry about old. It.
Rock. Bad.
Once you get 50, no more chairing. Although Ron Garrett did it for...
He wasn't 50 when he did it, but...
You don't think?
No. He's only 70 now.
Been out. No, I think you're wrong, Neil, on that one.
Why?
Ron Garrett took it to the first. He was the first chairman at Ambassador Park. $5. $5.
First one at Ambassador Park.
Bill, you still owe a lot of money from the last 17.
Bet me back. $5 on this one?
Well, yes. He wasn't even in town.
Yes, then. He was. Absolutely he was.
Lee Guggenbiller was still owned that. And there's another guy in between.
No.
Down there.
No.
Now, who's that Guggenbiller dude that killed that?
Nobody around here. Nobody.
Yeah.
Well, he was
Lee Guggenbiller.
Not the pawn guy.
No.
Owned Big Cats.
It is Lee Guggenbiller's nephew.
Lee Guggenbiller owned Burke Carl Hastings Lips.
Yeah. Lee Guggenbiller owned this store here, right?
Or yeah, yeah.
It's his nephew.
Really?
That's what Duck was telling
me. Well, but he wouldn't have ever lived around here.
St.
He wouldn't
Mary's?
Live in Fort Recovery. Yeah, but he wouldn't be any real Fort Recovery connection.
Know.
No.
Lee Guggenbiller.
No ties.
Well, you probably have cousins that did stupid stuff, too. That doesn't mean
not claiming
they have Fort Recovery ties. That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know that guy. I have no idea.
No, I don't have any dumb cousins.
But what the Jubilee went down to Ambassador Park about 1973 or 74. How old are you, Bill, in 74?
I was a freshman in high school.
Well, and when Ron Garrett came to town, you bowled against him the first year. So you weren't a freshman in high school.
No,
you were out
that's
of school.
Not true.
Well, okay.
RG was in down 1980.
No. Okay.
1980.
Yeah, and 1976.
Think about 1976.
No. No.
He hired me in 82.
It's sure long before he hired you.
Not two
about
years.
2 years.
Bill, I'm older than you. I remember that stuff.
Spencer, you're slipping.
Who was the chairman of the Jubilee when it moved to the Ambassador Park? Roy Schnell.
Nope.
Ralph West.
I'm thinking Bob Vonderhaar.
Bob Vonderhaar.
No.
Bob Vonderhaar.
Nope.
Yep. Bob Vonderhaar listens.
He was one of the very first ones down there. I don't know if he was the one. I was 23 or something when they moved it down there because they used to have it downtown, and we had to wait till the Jubilee ended before we could start Spencer's driving down there because they still had some stuff down there where Hastings is.
Huh? Girlfriends?
Yep. He's an hour late for the girlfriend.
You got to suck a little face tonight or not? All right, let's talk a little bit about the neatest 5-minute blow up by a Reds manager since
I admire him.
I loved it.
That was awesome.
It was.
He just went ballistic.
I didn't hear it, but I understand, he was right.
Yes. Well, okay, so he had a couple of issues. One issue was somehow it got out that Hamilton couldn't hit right-handed one game.
Right.
Okay, that made me mad, too. That part there upsets me. I'd be upset, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, 20 years ago, that does not happen. 20 years ago, beat writers would not put that out there.
No.
Well, they didn't have any way of putting it out there, for one thing.
What?
Well, how are they going to put something out there? They have to beat writers. Had to wait for the paper to come out.
Yeah. Put it out then.
I thought you were talking about during the game like they did the other night.
No, I'm just talking about they could always put... Those guys always heard things from managers that they know. That's confidential. Okay, that's between me and you shooting a bowl.
Yep.
Nowadays, that days are over. Those days are over. That drive me crazy.
They didn't have beat writers back then.
What? Gary Nunn. I mean, not Gary Nunn.
Gary Nolan.
Cy Burek.
Mm-hmm. He was. Cy Burek. Had Hal McCoy.
McCoy.
And
Bucky, whatever his name
is. I mean, that was that beat writers. Don't be telling me that.
But beat writers wasn't the same as it is now. Neil's right.
No, Neil. Well, no, Neil. Neil well, didn't say anything.
Don't, huh? Don't say that. It just makes him mad.
What do you mean?
No, it's a lot different now with the beat writer, with the Twitter, and that stuff's out just like that.
Well, I agree with that, but what are you talking about? You say they didn't have beat writers.
They didn't have beat writers that that could make that kind of an influence.
Immediate.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah, no immediate. Reading a paper the next day.
Did you get that on tape?
No,
he said I agree with it.
I will agree with that.
I turned it off. I didn't want to.
We got it in the archives.
Yeah.
Don't lose it.
We're going to make that a little soundtrack.
Jeez. Next week, I got Nancy Canapi on.
That's royalty.
Nancy. That's awesome.
That's Fort Recovery royalty.
I mean next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Nancy Canapi. I mean, Luke cannot listen to her talk about anything.
Is she going
to
be talking about the 225, or is she going to talk about the Historical Society?
She
wants to talk about.
Historical Society. She's going to talk about the
museum.
The May 3rd.
Yep.
Dedication thing. They're having opening, grand opening, all that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
But it doesn't matter. Nancy can talk forever, and she's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
She's beyond interesting.
That's one of them, I think that's one of them deals. I'll say, Nancy. I didn't deny. No, that's it.
You're done.
Yeah,
you can't.
You're going to let me turn your mic off?
Yep, and okay. I'm done.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You just got to make sure we're on. Tonight, we talked for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then, hey, Neil said, hey, by the way, you wasn't on for the last 4 hours.
Yeah. It was only 12 minutes.
Well, not too bad.
Somebody, one of the girls kicked the plug back here that said unplugged.
No. They get excited when they get around me. You know?
Yeah.
Start kicking stuff.
Look at him.
Yeah,
who don't? Hey, how's your surgery go?
Not good.
Good. That's great.
You're back.
Yeah.
No, it's his front.
Ooh.
Same. It's exactly the same as.
Didn't do nothing.
No. It popped.
Charge you $50,000.
It popped.
$50,000 surgery?
This is a $20,000 deal.
$20,000 surgery, did nothing.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
So it's the biggest waste of time ever.
Time, money, been off work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and then, okay, let's just talk about this for a
healthcare.
Second. Healthcare. This isn't, we're not talking sports.
Okay.
Okay. See, yeah, get a doctor. Okay, you got a hernia.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had one?
No.
Okay, get a hernia.
Okay.
No, thanks. So you go to the doctor.
Really bad.
And he says, you got a hernia. He says, come back and we got to plan this in there. So next time you go back, you go to a nurse practitioner.
I like it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Amy Wendell.
Oh, that's all good.
Well, Amy Wendell.
It's all good. But this girl has no clue. She had absolutely no clue.
Okay.
She's afraid to even talk to you. She's so new at this job.
Right.
Okay. So she looks at this and says, yes, we'll schedule this in there. So you go in there to get your hernia fixed.
Okay? Another doctor.
So why'd you even go see her?
That's what you have to do.
They
plan it. You got to do this, okay? Yeah. Okay, so she plans the date. So you go to the hospital. There is your surgeon, the guy who you think doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he fixes you all up. So then they have a after the fact, see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the nurse practitioner.
Again?
She has no idea.
Absolutely no clue. She has no personality. She has no clue what she's doing.
Okay.
She absolutely has no clue what she's doing.
She told you to pull your pants down.
Anyway, she looks at it and says, that don't look quite right.
Oh, great.
She says, well, let's give it 2 weeks, and let's see what it looks like in 2 weeks.
Okay. Not pops.
No, it already popped.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things already popped.
You're done.
So anyway, so the system is so screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
And get Amy Wendell. Get Amy Wendell up here.
Amy Wendell. Amy Wendell. Where are you, Amy Wendell?
You gotta get her up here.
Yeah.
Not now, I don't.
So, Bill,
I'm
is,
upset
there any,
with nurses.
Is there any chance that you didn't follow their rules of not lifting more than 5 pounds?
10.
Okay, 10 pounds?
No.
You absolutely
I got up to 9.8. I got up to 9.8 pounds a few times.
Yeah. Okay.
9.8.
Okay. Because usually when there's complications, it's because you didn't follow their little rules.
Yeah, whatever, Neil.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Anyways, talk about the Reds manager.
Yeah, I like him.
I love him. Now I like him.
I agree.
Yeah, I didn't like him before.
No, I'm with you.
You got a little backbone now. I like him.
Everybody from the age of 18 to 50 likes him now.
Yeah.
Unless you're a sports writer.
Yeah.
And them guys they got big like egos, and they don't like it. Back question what they
I
did.
I think you were going after
how they work at
McAllister or whatever last night.
What's his name?
You're going to Hellwagon.
Hellwagon.
I was after Furman. Me and Furman was going back and forth. See that? I knocked him out.
What do you mean you and Furman were going back and forth?
On Twitter. We had a little Twitter war.
Oh, yeah? Twitter war. Oops. I like it. Well, then the bad thing is that Twitter, though, they just, if you start yelling at them, then they get rid of you.
Block it.
I block you. I don't talk to you anymore.
I've been blocked by quite a few guys.
Kind of like when Bob Trumpy was on the air and when somebody would call in, he didn't like, no, he would hang up on him. But he also he was one of the first people I ever knew of that had the override mic. So if you were talking, as soon as he started talking, your microphone went off.
Shut it down.
Yep.
That's what we need for Bill.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
We'll just show Nancy.
I'm waving to my girls who's on the. They're leaving.
Yep. Yeah.
We should moon them.
No, I don't think you should.
No.
Pretty sure.
Show me your hernia.
Pretty sure you should.
Bad. Get them out of here. That would be a bad.
That'd be impressive.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Moon rising.
Yeah. Oh, I was telling Katie. Man, that's fun back when she was playing basketball. Gosh.
I loved it.
It was good. Fun. Chris, we were good in volleyball and basketball that year.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Went state, just kept going back.
Yeah. The difference was, I didn't care about volleyball.
You didn't care?
I mean, I watched them. I went to the state finals.
I went to Vandalia.
I went to see him at Vandalia.
Never played there.
No.
Okay. I'll bet $100.
Nutter Center.
Kate, if you're listening, come back in and tell Bill where you played.
UD Arena.
No. Nutter Center. I mean, we played at Vandalia.
State finals was at UD Arena.
Vandalia. I didn't say we're at state finals. I'm talking about, like, regionals.
On the way. You're on the way.
Vandalia.
You might have been on the way or Vandalia.
I seen one game, Vandalia. We played Vandalia.
You might be right.
You might be. He has been before.
If anybody knows the girls' regional, where they play their regional volleyball at?
Lynn Bowen Camp.
Lynn.
Wham!
Boom!
She was a cruncher.
Kaboom!
Best player I've ever seen.
Lynn Bowen Camp.
She was good.
Lynn Bowen. You only saw one game, Bill. You just said you only saw one game.
You went to one game. Best player I ever seen.
That year.
Oh.
It's best out of 12.
Oh.
You seen 12 girls that year in your whole life. Best player I ever seen. Yeah, she was pretty good.
She was good. She very well might have been the best player
without a doubt.
But.
Just turn his mic off.
We've entered the silly part of the program.
You got the goofy part.
Oh, that hurts.
We might need to start talking about baseball or something again.
I'm proud of this baseball team.
How can you not
be? Thanks, Bill. Beer up the nose. That was bad.
Yeah, you been to a game yet?
Ain't seen us. That's a loyal thing. It means a lot.
We're going to take a break. See if we can catch our breath.
Hi, this is Tess. Don't let the snow get you down. Get out with the cold and in with some wow. Get your home ready for spring. We are ready at Forget Me Not Florist. Springy silk arrangements and wall hangings, Easter gifts, bunnies, and more. Spring sales going on now. And don't forget the special person making their first communion or confirmation. Oh, yeah. Stop in Forget Me Not Florist, open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Call B&D Construction at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. That's B&D Construction, a proud supporter of Fort Recovery Sports.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their annual co-ed softball tournament the weekend of June 12th through the 14th at Fort Site Park. To sign your team up, go to their Facebook page, 2015 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament. This tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, their spouses or fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Get your team together now so you don't get shut out of this great event. And even if you're not playing, it's a great time to get together with old friends at Fort Site Park. Again, the weekend of June 12th through 14th, the Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters.
Hi, this is Diane Post from Fort Recovery.
Think we can try her again now, boys? I think we can try her again.
Yeah, we can dare. We're professionals.
Yeah. We're good. I don't think we've proved that yet. Okay, we found out we were very proud of our baseball team.
Are we on?
We're on.
Right, we're back.
Found out we're proud of our baseball team.
The giggles there a little bit.
We did get giggles. D'Angelo Russell, pro tonight.
Yeah, see that.
No brainer, no doubter.
Yeah, it was top four, they say.
That's what they're saying.
Think it'd be that good?
Look at this.
Sammy.
What is she doing here? What are you doing here?
Oh, man. We got Samantha with us.
Hi, Sammy.
What'd you bring us?
A new baby?
Ooh, this is big.
Ooh, we got an announcement.
Oh, I got a DJ, the Psi Iota. What is it?
Iota Psi. Psi Iota Psi.
National Convention.
National Convention
at the Grand Wing Convention Center.
Yep.
That's big.
Where at?
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne.
Oh, Psi Iota Psi National Convention.
You going to get it rocking?
Yeah.
No. I got her covered.
Yeah, he's okay.
Am I supposed to sign this thing?
It's contract.
Good deal.
What if I don't want to sign it?
Hair looks nice, Sam.
You're out then.
We're talking.
Can you send a picture of hair over radio?
Yeah, you send pictures over the radio.
You got to donate that?
Yeah, that's no problem.
$300?
Who's giving $300?
That's what I get paid.
Ooh, that's too much.
Donate it something.
That's too much.
Donate it something.
I gotta go to Fort Wayne.
It's gonna cost him $50 in gas. Killing him.
I doubt that.
Well, we've signed the contract.
Contract's on.
Thanks, Sammy.
The Psi Iotas are gonna be rocking in Fort Wayne.
The Iotas eyes. Hey, now I think that's a huge moneymaker, right?
Yep.
This is a national convention?
National convention.
So we're going to bring some cabbage back to Fort Recovery?
It's going to go to the park department.
Kathy, hey, you should have Kathy Etzler on before that.
What's the date?
June the 27th.
She'd be awesome.
Yep.
She listens.
I did a...
Kathy's listening?
About a 15-minute interview that we broke down into three different segments that we played a month or so ago. I think before we...
do that
before
again.
Before she goes there, I'll replay those... Especially the one about the national convention.
I don't know, Kathy. What she's she's top. That's a big deal.
Kathy is
a big deal. Not a lot of people know that, but that's what she's in charge of.
She is the president. Of the National Psi Iota Psi.
Obama.
Yep, she is Obama.
She's a lot smarter than Obama.
Yeah.
Don't be insulting her by calling her Obama. She's a lot smarter than Obama.
Hey, my bad. I'm gonna tell you something though. Ohio State Buckeyes went to see the president this week. It was awesome.
I didn't get to see
it.
You wasn't there? Well, I didn't figure you would be.
You didn't go?
It was on TV. Obama was tremendous.
Oh, don't start.
He's a schmoozer.
That kind of stuff.
He's an athlete. He loves athletes.
He was tremendous. He was funny.
Yeah.
The whole thing was, I enjoyed the whole thing. Just enjoyed the whole thing.
I don't know.
Well,
I agree with you.
Russell's gone. I seen Aaron Kraft in Fort Wayne. We can watch him.
Cliffy's listening today. Hello, Cliffy.
Cliffy.
Aaron Kraft in Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Playing with a championship of the D-League, right?
That's right. You and Ryan going, Bill?
Mad Caps?
Mad Ants.
There's better players in Fort Recovery than what Aaron Kraft is.
Speaking of which, Greg Collins starts his playoffs Friday.
He's starting. Best out of five, isn't it?
Best out of five. I don't know.
Best out of five.
That's three out of five, I think it is.
Yeah.
The first round, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only going by what I saw Raspberry had in the paper the other day.
Raspberry.
He does a lot of research.
Raz is listening. Hi, Raz. How you doing out there, brother?
Raz, you do a good job.
Raz is awesome.
I used to always give him static on Mac Online. Raz does a good job.
Yeah, I agree.
He does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
And he likes Sport Recovery. He did. He actually covered every Mercer County Cougars game.
He did.
He covered every Mercer County Cougars game.
Well, that was the craziest thing ever, because there was no one more anti-Cougar than me. Well, I was absolutely anti-Cougar. Well,
you down on a Cougar?
No, that's fine until they started up there and were semi-pro.
Well, they always were semi-pro. What'd you want them to be, pro? You got mad at them because they weren't beating the Browns or what?
No, they were amateur. They were put together high school players.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they played in a semi-pro league.
No, they didn't.
Well, okay. No. Well, you're going to have to take that up with the league, because that's what they call themselves.
Well, that's okay. I can understand why. I played basketball, too. We wasn't semi-pro. I could call ourselves semi-pro.
Yeah, so get yourself a league and call it semi-pro, and off you go.
You
could do that now, Bill. You could do that.
Oh, gosh.
Hmm. Yeah.
You're as good now as you ever were.
So the Reds score 16 last night?
Yeah.
So they won't score a run.
1-1, fifth inning.
It'd be 3 weeks.
Joey Votto, RBI single, scored Billy Hamilton.
Joey Votto's hitting the ball pretty good.
How about
right now?
Zach Cozart?
Cozart's hitting the ball good.
He's batting about 380.
220 at the end of the year.
Well, you might.
No.
You feeling it this year?
No, realistically, he's a 260, 270, which would be a hell of a lot better than we got him out last year.
Only last year he had a bad year.
So, you got to feel good about that position.
Yeah.
Left fielder? That's
what we got. I like him, though.
I agree. So, is this guy going to be that bad all year?
No. He'll be right. He'll come in.
Okay, because that's big.
Yep.
If that guy's not going to walk, strike out every third time he gets up and do what he's doing now, that's not
he's going to start hitting.
You can't have him as a left fielder. No. That was our downside. That's been our downside. And then Bruce, what's Bruce going to do?
He's batting 200.
Ben shown some signs.
Hey, but he had a home run.
Had a grand slam.
Drives me crazy. I'm not a Bruce fan. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Bruce fan, highly of you, Bill.
You're a Bruce fan because Sammy's a Bruce fan.
That's not the deal. That's a dumb thing.
Jay Bruce has always spoken highly of you.
I'm saying.
He's a Bill fan.
I have never been a Jay Bruce fan. I just think he's too long a swing.
Got a big swing.
Long swing.
He'll never be a hitter.
Nope.
He'll get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Three times a year for a week.
He's good for a week.
200.
He'll carry you for a week.
22 dingers, 86 RBIs.
Can we just have him play 1 week out of the year then?
Has Bird hit a home run yet?
Nope. No, he's struggling.
We got to get some
batting .170.
How many homers did he have last year?
28.
28. He hits 30 home runs, and we're in a small spark in the country.
Yeah.
Come on.
He'll be there.
When the heat's up.
Ball start carrying.
I agree.
Right.
All right. Cavs win last night.
Huge win for the Cavs. Nah, down on the Cavs?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think Celtics had a great coach. I do. I think that guy's going to be around for a long time. I liked him in college, by the way.
I do.
But.
Who's their coach?
Brad Stevens.
He's Butler. But.
Yep.
So, who Cavs will play who?
They win. They're going to probably play
Washington.
The Bulls, right?
Bulls are 4 seed, so Cavs would play.
No, Raptors are 4 seed.
I think they play the Bulls.
I think they play the Bulls.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Who's the 3 seed?
Well, I was a little scared about that.
I thought Bulls were 3 seed.
I'm thinking.
The Raptors, they said, wanted to lose to stay away from the Cavs.
Okay.
But now they're getting beat by the.
Right.
Washington Wizards.
I just think Cavs are the real deal.
They could win her all, boys.
They could win her all. They got the best player and probably one of the top 5 players.
Kyrie's on the
table. And then Love, you throw him in there. I don't know what you're going to do.
They got pretty good ones.
Yeah.
I like the big Russian.
The big boy. He has been. Yeah. He's been a nice little pickup.
They got him for nothing.
Yeah.
That's the biggest steal ever.
That was a great steal.
Yeah.
I think so. It's all set up.
It's about the only time I watch NBA.
Yeah, I agree. Not a big. I watch it on. I ain't doing nothing.
I don't even play in the year.
Your son does.
He loves.
Oh, he's a Jones.
He loves.
He's a Jones for it.
He's a Jones for the kids.
I mean, you can watch. I mean, in like middle of the winter, he's.
Yeah, he's on.
He's watching.
That's right. Neil, you watch NBA?
Me, not so much.
care less?
And not till if my deal is if I don't know people playing, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I'd much rather watch Fort Recovery High School sports or the softball or guys softball on Friday nights or Mercer County Cougars. That's my favorite football team ever. Because
mm-hmm.
I just
Bill didn't like
those
them.
Are people I know.
Cougars was that was an absolute
awesome.
That was terrible.
Terrible, you say.
Could never happen.
Played in the Hoosier Dome.
Was just unbelievable.
Yep, it was unbelievable. It was awesome.
I couldn't get a ticket.
It was a you could have gone to the.
I like the. I mean, that's good. Good athletes playing good football.
Yep, and kicking people's butts.
But it just meant nothing. It's a bunch of guys. It's like
playing golf.
It's like absolutely. It meant nothing.
It's like high school all-star
game. It was a high school all-star game. It's a bunch of guys. If you got to put a good team together, like softball sometimes. These guys come down with loaded teams.
Yeah.
Football, same way. Oh, who you got this week? We'll bring in so-and-so. Yep. I didn't like it. Other than Pork Work Camp, I didn't like it a bit.
Down on you, Cougars.
Wow. Thanks for supporting your local teams, Bill.
No, I mean, I support them, but they don't support me if I go out and play whatever. What the hell?
They don't support your golf game.
Whatever. I mean, with the same, it's exactly the same.
When's camping start?
A couple weeks.
A couple weeks.
Have you mowed yet?
It's just started tonight. Ryan had the old mower stuck.
Ooh. Stuck?
Yeah, I couldn't start it though.
Was he mowing the pond?
Lots of grass out there.
Is it a little tall?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that if he just now started mowing.
I haven't mowed a bit yet.
Cougars were the bomb.
Huh?
Cougars were the bomb.
Is that
from? I don't know.
No, Cougars was... That was the biggest... It was the biggest...
You're just completely wrong about that.
It was like... the Cougars
were like 20 guys having a hell of a good time.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, everybody bought into it.
Yeah, because
you get these big fat guys. They get these big fat guys. They go out there and play basketball once a week. And then they'd go uptown and get drunk. And then all of a sudden, the whole town's thinking, we got a semi-pro team.
Well, they were fun to watch.
It's nothing but a bunch of good former athletes that got together. It was the biggest joke of all time.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was fun. It was having fun.
I agree. It was fun.
I love to go watch people have fun.
You can do that. You can do that anywhere. You can do that at circus.
No, those people aren't having fun.
Oh, yeah. They're having a great time.
No.
The Cougars was the biggest waste of time ever.
Rocker.
And when are you going to start running for mayor, Bill?
Rocker says Cougars are the bomb.
Cougars. Rocker, never seen a game.
Yeah, he was there in the press box every game.
Okay. How many high school games did he go to?
I don't know. None.
He's a spotter.
So?
Yeah.
He was a spotter.
He was a spotter.
He helped us.
He's a spot.
Cougars was a waste. And they had a lot of fun. Yep. It should have been a beer league. It should have been like anything.
Friday night beer league.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well,
all of a sudden, everybody said, hey, we're playing they play a team out of Columbus. Are you kidding me? These guys are a bunch of guys from Columbus coming up here to play us some football.
Oh, yeah, and got their butts beat.
Yeah.
They come in charter buses with managers and cheerleaders.
And we'd have this Terran boy run for 400 yards against
us. Chad
Terran run 400 yards against
us. All these people that thought they were really something came in and got their butts beat by a bunch of guys that were smoking and drinking.
And then all of a sudden, Corey Calvary's thinking, Cougars, Cougars, Cougars.
They had shirts made.
We had shirts made. Yeah. When people went to the state championship, it was the damnest thing I ever seen.
You could get shot when you walk out of this building.
Well, I'm going to say, Bill, your chances of running for mayor just went down a little bit.
There was 12 of those guys.
20.
Half of them were in Coldwater.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
What do you think, Fee?
A couple of hundred fans at every game.
Did you ever go to the games?
Yeah.
He did not.
He lived right there. He came over all the time.
He did not.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he didn't see 4 games in 5 years.
Okay, fine. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
My funniest memory of the Cougars was we watched the Buckeyes in 10 mans.
Pork, all them guys have played, and they're hammered.
Okay, keep going. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching the hell out of everybody. And then they got a game. They got a game with this team. And this team that came in that day was good and beat the shit out of them because everybody was drunk.
He meant poop.
Yeah, poop.
Beat poop out of them.
Wow, it was funny.
Okay.
I don't know who it was, but it was a good team.
Cougars.
We were kind of like,
Cougars.
Hello.
They only had about 13 guys. They had to play both ways. They were passing out. It was bad.
But, I mean, they're a bunch of good guys. I love them all.
Hey, I give them this. They got to play on the...
Some of them used to be your friends till tonight.
Yeah, most of them ain't, you know. Oh, shoot.
What about the... So now the Indians got for sale. So then they got...
Mrs. San Juan.
You're not going to be here?
No. I got to go watch my daughter play.
She's heading there to where?
What's she doing?
She's got a spring tournament.
Where at?
At Grace College in Warsaw.
At an overnighter or one dayer?
I don't know. Might go up Friday night.
Go spend the night, have a little...
Think about it.
I don't know if there's anything to do in Warsaw.
So when does volleyball start for your daughter?
End of August.
Okay, so you got all summer.
Yeah, she'll play. They play like two tournaments in a row here.
You going down to Disney World and watch this year?
Or done. I don't know where they haven't released their schedule. Yeah. They said they weren't going to go this year to Daytona, but...
Okay, I got one for you you're going to get mad at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
So Fort Carey Baseball is playing at Wittenburg University May 2nd.
Mm-hmm. That's Derby Day. I'm not happy about that.
So that is where the regionals are played at. Just a makeup game. What do you think of that?
Who are they playing?
Springfield Catholic.
Springfield Catholic.
What's the point?
Just get a game on that diamond.
Get an extra game and play on that diamond.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I was pretty sure you would say that. That's the only reason he asked you.
That's over coaching.
You said the same thing about
Brian. Brian always used to do that. He always got in that.
Flying the hoops.
Oh, we got to play a couple more games in Trent, you know, and then you get this all big. No. It deflates your kids. They realize they're not that good. Who'd we beat in Coldwater? We beat. Might have been Coldwater. No.
What are you talking about?
Basketball, baseball, I know what you mean.
We destroyed Coldwater.
Yeah.
When they had a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night. Okay, so everybody's hup, 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 hup. We go down to Trent. And get
on
beat,
Monday.
Yeah, we get beat by Walnut Ridge by maybe 80. Okay, I think we had 12 and a half. I think we had 12 points at half.
I think we ended up losing by 11.
Yeah, this is a big deal. You know, this is a good deal. This is a good deal for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
No. To get beat by 60 points is...
We lost by 11 points.
Okay, well, how many points did we score?
It was like 48-37.
No. Okay. What?
48-37.
Okay. No, it's ridiculous. Anyways, we got destroyed.
Ryan Patch, text Bubba Stogler and let him know what that score was.
But it was pretty... I mean, it was unbelievable. So anyway, so you get all these kids all fired up. You're playing your level kids. You take them down there. Get them destroyed. We come back and we lose 6 of the next 8.
Pretty sure that's not right either.
It's close.
No, well.
We lost 2.
Huh?
Yeah. I think we lost 2 more the rest of the season.
I'm just saying.
You were always down on that trip.
That was a stupid trip.
Like well, if I were I mean, you, I wouldn't not, go.
That, no, I went to every one of them except for one.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't
that
go.
That was the best one.
Huh? But Elijah scored 36. I didn't see that.
That was the greatest game ever.
I know.
That was the best one.
I know.
Was that flying to the hoops, too?
Yeah.
Where did they play that? Yeah. Was that the one down in Dayton?
Yeah,
the greatest game ever, but we
played
shouldn't
some,
have played
they,
it?
Some,
played
some. What?
Should never played it because it was the greatest game ever? Greatest?
Rocker again.
Yeah.
What's Rocker telling us now?
Billy's going down.
Uh-oh. You had your life threatened, Bill, right here on the radio.
No, I thought that was... That's like Sam. Sam, her junior and senior year, played...
It's kind of a waste.
Overrated.
Yeah, didn't help nothing.
Well, it's an opportunity for the kids.
Yeah, it's a great kid. If you're selling it as that, I'm all for it.
Well, what else would you sell
great
it for?
Help your team.
How did that not help the team?
Because you got beat. You went down and you realized, holy cow, there's a bunch of high school kids out here better than me. We thought Wade Gethouse was a dunker. He had the greatest dunks in the world against Coldwater that night. Two of them. on the alley. I mean, on a missed shot by gamer who it was
free throw. Mm-hmm.
And then he steals and goes and dunks it. Greatest dunks of all time. Mm-hmm. You go down there. 10 out of 12 kids are dunking like you've never seen before, and all of a sudden this reality is like...
Well, they're Division One.
It doesn't matter. You think we got the greatest team in the world. You
we
go down there.
Division Four.
No. We didn't.
So we should just sit in our little bubble and only play teams we can beat.
Compete against.
What was the score, Bill? Bubba?
48-30.
Oh, it's 40. It was like, God.
We played terrible.
We played terrible, and we played, you know, whatever. You can see, yeah.
We beat them 2 out of 8 times.
Never. What? Yeah. We beat Walnut Ridge 2 out of 8 times.
10, oh, we win 2.
God. Dude, huh? I got to talk to these guys.
You don't have to. Huh? You don't have to.
Walnut Ridge, we beat them 2 out of 8 times.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's as close as we would ever get to that team.
We shot 20%.
Why? Because they're all 6'9".
No, we played on a Monday.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Anyway, we ain't agreeing here.
No. Can you put a key code on that door?
Yeah. All you have to do is have one number. You'll never figure it out.
You get 11 tries.
He'd stay there all day. Swear to God, it's 9. I know it's 9. I know they said it's 9.
Are you sure it's not 9?
It's 9. I know it's 9.
I don't
know. No, Bill.
It's so weird because sometimes I think I'm so right. I mean, sometimes I'm just so right.
Yeah, sometimes you are. One of those times it'll be when you're on the radio.
I mean, you guys, the problem is you guys bleed purples too much. I mean, I love Fort Kevin, but I'm a realistic. I'm a realist.
Okay.
That is not a good tournament for us. Brian used to get excited. We're playing the Flying Hoops. That was the dumbest tournament we've ever played in our lives. Ever. Well,
that's the only tournament we played in for a long time.
Yeah, stupid.
And it wasn't really a tournament, it was just an exhibition.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, it was nothing.
What's wrong with an exhibition? Huh?
Yeah, stupid.
No, I didn't. I don't think I said that at all.
Yeah, you thought maybe.
No, I don't think I did. It was awesome.
It gave... Wade, it gave...
Now, if you're going to try and say it gives exposure to kids, Elijah's playing at Finley. Where was he going to play no matter where they play at?
Don't know.
Finley. Where's Wade playing at? Saginaw? Where's he going? Did that help Wade get to Saginaw? No.
Maybe.
Come on. First of all, he didn't play very well down there. He'd probably be playing at like a BG.
When he took it right to Payne and...
No. He's a freshman. I'm talking about flying to the hoops. Flying to the hoops cost him a D1 scholarship.
Oh, man.
No doubt. In or out?
Everybody's out, Bill. So he was going to be at, like, Ohio State or Kentucky?
Bowling Green.
It can be Bowling Green. Except he played it flying to the hoops and burned himself out.
He just showed scouts he can't play at that level.
But he could have fooled them and could be playing, be up there sitting on the bench instead of playing at Saginaw.
I'm just saying. That was just Greg Colick. Greg Colick plays. He's playing Division One. If he don't sign before he goes in the tournament, that's a fact.
A fact. Okay. Okay. You have different sources than the rest of us, but.
Greg Colick is a great topic because he could have played D1 basketball.
Yes, he could.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He signed for Finley when he was like a sophomore, and I'm thinking to myself, no, wait a minute. This kid signed for Finley when he was a sophomore?
Sophomore he signed?
Sophomore, huh?
In between sophomore junior year. It was crazy. Anyways.
So he should have held out for Bowling Green?
I'm not sure. Too sure. He wasn't. He could have been a Division One in 3 sports.
Yeah. Baseball,
well, that's
your fault. Stuck with it.
Because you was a coach at baseball, and you didn't get him to play.
That's your fault.
That was his best sport.
It's your fault, Harold. He could be in the major leagues right now.
No, you don't think Harold could have got him in there?
I don't know.
You didn't try hard enough.
I don't know what I want to go. We call. I don't know.
Just saying. What else we got to talk about?
We're down to minus 50 for listeners.
Yeah, we're just dropping. They want money back right now. They're asking for refunds. If I ever have to listen to the Bubba Fee Show again, I need a refund.
What else you got? I've got nothing. What time is it?
It's quarter to 30.
Is it quarter to 10 already?
Yep.
Time flies on this show.
Our Giggle Fest.
It's kind of funny because when Teresa and Kate was in here, I said, how long have we been here? I said, we're here an hour.
Hour?
What are we going to talk
all
about?
All of a sudden, in an hour, you can talk for an hour.
And we lost 15 minutes because we kicked the plug, and 45 minutes that we had left wasn't enough.
Right.
Next week, like I said, we got Nancy. She'll take care of that hour.
Well, next Wednesday will be a fun show because we'll see where our Free Carry baseball team's at. Mm.
You guys got something lined up for our sports talk next week yet? Or
we will.
Can talk to maybe Coach Kalp again. You promised him that you'd give him all kinds of grief if he...
I got Chelsea optimistic. Rogers, girls volleyball coach, coming up.
Yeah, that's great.
She's pretty sure she's going to talk about...
Good.
Summer program. And
volleyball.
Club volleyball. And she's got, I think we got like 50 kids playing.
You got a lot of volleyball going
right
now.
Club volleyball, right? So.
Should I turn the camera off, Bill?
So, other than that, Fee, anything else, bud?
I got nothing.
I don't know. But back to the high school thing.
Ain't done
you
yet.
Think about this.
Okay.
I'm going to end it on this.
No, we're not end it. What do you got?
We got some kids coming up. Football. Baseball.
Basketball.
We're never good at those sports. Basketball. Girls the same way. I understand that we're struggling at girls softball right now.
Yeah, but that's
you just
very
dealt
temporary.
With that. That'll take care of itself. You know?
Yeah,
that'll come.
We got kids. The interest has to go that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll work at it and they'll get that interest. So the athletes are there. You gotta get them athletes interested in that direction.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is you know, it's just like you just talked about, Greg. Get him involved with baseball. Not that time I wasn't thing to do. Nowadays, baseball's the thing to do. I'm saying, you know, right now,
baseball and football
I want to do that,
right?
Type deal. So
football's unbelievable. The kids just lift and lift, and they just Jones and all they talk about.
I was up there lifting the other night, and I thought,
what was that?
God damn,
they're lifting.
You were lifting.
I go up on Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Bill, did you didn't lift anything more than 8 pounds recently?
He's walking on treadmill.
I'm doing my thrust.
Jeez.
Jeez.
All right, I'm out.
Losing her.
Boys, I think we're done.
Minus 50 viewers. Good night, everybody.
We are right. done.
This is a Bubba and Fee Show. Until next Wednesday, we're out of here.
I hope we're still allowed to be on the air.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.